Okay, we'll open the Board of Trustees meeting for September 29th, 2025. It's now 7:30. Let's begin with, we have a quorum. All members are present. Also, our trustee's village attorney and our village clerk. So we have a quorum. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let's begin. First, item number four, open public comment period. Can someone make a motion?
Make a motion to open the public comment period.
Seconded by? By Mr. Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Orange, if you can call these people to the stand.
Hi, good evening. I'm Martha Cruz at 129 Hill Road. I'd stop by for two things. I wanted to thank the board for listening to my concerns at the last meeting and to point out that Raina Zidell, you were really very helpful in trying to listen to what we said and moving on it. I just wanted to express my appreciation.
Who's everybody here involved, by the way? It's not just me, because I worked together
everyone.
With the whole board, and everybody was involved in that process. And
I appreciate the direct communication, the email.
No problem.
But I do appreciate everyone listening. And the second thing was, I just wanted to follow up on the no parking sign, the permanent sign. Because although five paper signs were put up, three of them are gone. Two didn't make it past 3 days, which is not surprising. And the third one went down a week later, so there's only two remaining. So I really wanted to follow up on where we stand with getting a permanent sign so that people know not to park on Camp Hill Road and not to park on the grass.
So first of all, for the non-permanent, Moshe, can you please call the Martin Spence and just... tell him that some of the cones are missing, so he'll take care of it. As far as the permanent, he started to work on it, but as he explained, this requires DOT, the state DOT, to be involved, so it's not something he can do by himself, but he is working on it, so it will happen. But until that happens, let's just make sure the non-permanent ones are there. So Mr. Orange will call them and make sure that they're
put down again. Once the non-permanents are there, if anybody parks there and Haverford PD is called, they can enforce it in a much swifter, stronger way than when the signs are not there. So I think, like the mayor suggested, we just need to put back those signs, a reminder for the people not to park on Camp Hill, where they currently, I don't know if they are parking there or not, but if they do, that should hopefully deter some of the people who are parking there. I do think that Ranan, from my understanding, reached out to the House of Worship also, and they are encouraging their members to park in the back, inside their property. They are trying to do their best. Obviously, not everything is controllable, and that's why we have those non-permanent signs. And about the permanents, like the mayor said, we still don't know what exactly the... But the goal is, I think, Brian, I think that House of Worship, we gave them a permit to build 38 parking spaces.
38.
So once it's going to be built, there's not going to be a reason for someone to leave his car on Camp Hill. There's going to be an abundance of parking. So I think the non-permanent should be there like the mayor suggested, and we'll continue to see what other options we have to do.
I also want to point out that there are people, also that you brought this up, there are people that don't live in the area that aren't familiar a lot of times, so sometimes they'll come, but you know, they do know that, and if they recognize somebody or they know that somebody...
They try to tell them, let them
know what it is. Of course, now the people that are there, as I pass by almost every single day, every day, and I did notice that there's nobody on that side or on the street or anything like that.
That's correct.
There was one time that I actually saw somebody there. I went over to the individual and said, "Give me a favor, you cannot park here, and you're going to get towed if you do." Oh, I didn't know that. Things of the sign. He didn't even
very
realize,
dangerous.
But he ended up, you know, moving in and doing that. So,
right, that's correct. You know, it's for the people who don't know. And to be honest, the signs weren't pulled out and taken away. I would say, like a little protest. Because the first signs to go were the signs on the shul side. I guess they didn't like it, and it was laid down. The three that were parked along where I am, one was brought down, but the other two, I guess maybe, I don't know, I don't want to speculate, but there's two left. That's the only reason, because I could see overflow during correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know, I'm not of the religion, but during, when it's maybe not the high holy days, but when you have an overflow, it's those days that I'm concerned about. I got a little chain. I put up a fence. I have to get a permit. There's a little chain to stop some cars that directly come into the driveway and use my driveway as a turnaround. And I get that because it's the first one. It's the most convenient. It's kind of wide, to come in. And that's not usually a problem. It's only a problem when it's Rosh Hashanah, I think, was a very, 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 very busy day. No traffic, but I just see the potential of overflow.
I think like the mayor said also, and like I mentioned, I think once the temple will have their finished parking lot and the widened inside driveway, the in and out, that should mitigate, I would say, 99.9%
of the issues. It's been excellent.
No, but it will once they finish. We got to, again, I understand it's frustrating, and we're with you, and that's why Ranan did anything he can to help. And we try to find a quick temporary solution because the other one will take much longer. Moshe will reach out to our engineer again to ask him to get a few more signs back up. And hopefully it'll be more peaceful on the block.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. Yeah.
I'll reach out to some of the administrators over there and let them know that, it's a possibility that people may be, touching them. But it's,
very gently. They're not run over. It's
right.
Just laid down.
Okay, so. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so many times.
Yeah.
Between 129 and my.
Why? What happened over there?
Is there a specific location where you?
Yeah, there's a rut where the conduits step in, and it's kind of dangerous. I had the length of my property for sure, and the next door neighbor. I don't believe that.
Well, something happened recently?
No. They just walk back and there's a rut, and I can't get my driveway paved. I want to get my driveway fixed because there's a runoff that comes. There's a slope. I'm on the down slope. And runoff comes off. And you can see that a car that
from
I
where is the runoff there, coming?
Water.
From where? Rain. From where?
From the road.
No, from across the street or from further just, up?
No. Across the street was only happened twice, and that was severe when it was really, really
but across
bad.
The street should be sold once they finish because they have to install a bunch of catch basins.
Yeah, it's not them. It's the constant walking. People are walking on the grass, and it's created a rut between what was grass and the road.
But now there are small stones I saw right by the road.
At the top, right. I did that to mitigate, but as you go down, there's still a rut because people walk on top of the grass.
We'll ask Martin when we reach out to him when he has scheduled.
Can you send a photo and we'll forward it to Martin. Can you send it to Mr. Orange?
Because at that point I'll move my rocks over so that the whole thing can be paved. And then I could rip up my property, rip up my driveway. But the guy wouldn't do my driveway.
Not the whole property.
No, the driveway. He wouldn't do it because he said the road has to be fixed first. Otherwise, it's a waste of my money to try to fix mine.
Okay.
But again, it really was about thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. I want to wish everybody Rosh Hashanah Tova, a wonderful year to come.
Amen.
Thank you.
First, I want to thank the mayor and Councilman Allen, the county legislative board.
Always happy, not a problem. This one.
So, thing, I reported a pothole on Quaker Road by Mayor Lane several months ago. Hasn't been taken care of. It's a very dangerous area. It can't be photographed easily without someone being possibly hit by another car. So stick into that. I was wondering if you folks plan on any additional resident involvement before major decisions are made by the village on construction projects over the next year.
All these meetings are about public participation, so.
No, I'm not just talking about a meeting. I'm talking about a town hall type meeting. This meeting is really more of a one-way process by a resident or a applicant. Usually the village will give feedback. I'm talking about, I was informed that even though I had mentioned it several months ago, without getting any response about the fact that the basketball court is not in compliance with the American Disability Act, and I received a notice from someone from Bridges that they investigated and sent you some basically the same information with a little bit more formality to it. If you would have a meeting and were telling people what you were going to be doing with the basketball court as far as putting up steps and not having a ramp, there's a fairly good chance that someone would have said that's not providing access to someone who can't walk up those steps. So I know you're probably not going to tell me what your resolution is at this time, but I just think that some community involvement in projects beforehand might be useful to get another opinion or additional information. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, okay. So, can you make
a... Rana, do you have a comment on the panel? Because you handled the comment.
This is the first time that I...
No, but the panel should
be... Yeah.
No, it's not.
David, regarding the pothole,
reported to the clerk.
To the clerk. Okay, so the pothole actually, that's an issue. That's the part of town of Havistraw. I believe Quaker is town of Havistraw. So that's something that we, as the town of Pomona, are really have no jurisdiction over that.
Now, you don't have jurisdiction, but you reported to the Havistraw. We don't have a pothole repair team.
So
Pomona. But either Ramapo or Havistraw fixed the pothole.
Right. So in the past, what happened was is that we went in the past and did report the potholes or did tell them, and they told us specifically that have the residents report it. This is what they told us in the past.
Why did you disseminate that? Why did you come out with a...
David, we went through this already in the past, and we told anybody that had that, we did tell them to report it that yourself, and that's the way that...
Well, did you like me to call the town of Havistraw?
Yes.
Is that what
you said? Yes. Yes, and that's why, in fact, that's the instructions. Those are the instructions that they told us.
Yes, let me just explain. The pothole you're talking about, what they're saying, it's not in the village of Pomona. It's actually in the town of Havistraw. If it's in the village, by all means, you'd report it. But my understanding is this particular pothole is in the town of Havistraw outside the village.
Okay, so you don't think Quaker Road is part of the village of Pomona?
A section of it, I believe, yeah. But not the spot you're talking about.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay, you want to...
Because the houses there are in Pomona. The houses on the corner of that area are really considered in Pomona. Okay, but if that... But you see, what you have to tell us, you have to send something out, something written, periodically, maybe even only twice a year, explaining these things to the residents. to send it out to each physical location in the village of Tomoto, which was done years ago on a quarterly basis.
Thank you. Thank you.
Explaining to them what certain procedures are, so they know.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm telling you that it's not ours, because if it was, then we would accept the report. But
I don't know.
And Mayor, if I may interject, our village roads are maintained very, very well, and I know that our clerk, as soon as he gets a complaint on a puddle that's within the village boundaries, they get fixed within a day or two or a week or so. They get done very, very fast, and we have a contract with the town of Ramapo Highway Department. So any road that's
in the town of Havasu.
No, the town of Ramapo has a contract.
No, I'm saying that
anywhere in the village
of
Pomona.
What I'm saying is that we are a village that is unique in the sense that part of it is in the town of Ramapo, part of it is in the town of Havistraw. Mm-hmm. Parts of the zip code of Pomona are not in the village of Pomona, so there will be streets. There will
and
be
yes, but Mayor,
there will
right.
be there will be streets that will not be in the boundaries of the village. Even some part of the street will be, parts that will not be. That happens all over the village of Pomona. Again, it is part of the reality of this unique situation. Mr. Nugent, is there anything else you would like to mention about other issues?
No, that's it.
Okay. So, did I make a motion to...
You'll make a motion to...
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor? Second by Mr. Zidell. All in favor?
Aye.
Good day. The floor is yours.
Wish you all a very happy new year, sweet and healthy, to stay healthy as calm, so we have to meet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good day.
The 2025 Autumn Art Exhibition, Pomona Aesthetic title, open Sunday, September 1st, the opening reception, September 8th, which we yesterday, from 4 to 7. The show pictures artists from the village of Pomona. Participating artists include Alice M. Huey, Leslie D. Kenny, Barbara Pollitt, Ray Lightstein, Rita Louis, Carol Ridley-Stein, Sardine, Joseph Langford, and Adrian Hammond. The live music performed feature Jeremy Wall, John McDowell, and John Scanner. The event was open for live attendance and was streaming live via YouTube. Dr. Dalla Mata'ata assisted with their live streaming, live reflection world. So it was wonderful opening yesterday, and it was a beautiful day as well. The Center Puppet Play is postponed until a later date, either the end of winter or beginning of spring.
What happened?
The puppetry, Barbara Pollitt, she has a like, situation this October. She has a lot of going on, so she asked.
But she's doing okay?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. In fact, now she's in Mexico.
Good, good.
So, yeah, so that's the report there. Then the Holy Exhibition, the fourth concert 2025 is scheduled for Saturday, November 1st, 2025 at 7:30 p.m. More details will be followed in the next report. But the fact is the musician is from the village. I saw him yesterday at the center. I mentioned about the November 1st. Oh no, today we are scheduled for November 8th. So I'm sorry about this typo. So I will have a detail more for the next report. The holiday exhibition 5 is scheduled to open Sunday, November 12th, and with an opening reception the following Sunday, December 7th, from 3 to 6 p.m. The purpose for the event is for $100 for the performance. The performance
paying $350 for hospitality for a total of $750. The United States flag at the Hotel Center is damaged and need to be replaced.
The flag.
The
flag. Yeah.
Can you?
Yes, I get it from ending.com. That's what we already.
The flag itself is what size?
The size is the one we have now bigger, but I would like to guess as 5 feet by 8 feet. That's smaller.
Okay, so speak to the clerk. He has access to our purchasing account on Amazon, or maybe you can find something good.
What size flag are you looking for?
It's 8 by 5.
Oh, wow. That's a big flag.
No, the one we have now, I'm bigger. It's by...
Okay.
So
I have a flag, but I don't think it's that big.
And I did that last time I give you the company because, let's see.
Yeah, you gave it to me. I have it, but I was told to wait until.
Okay.
No, I keep it.
Thank you. So, I would like the mayor, the mayor, the board to approve the budget of $750 for the actually holiday season exhibition open on November 30th.
$750 or $800?
$750.
Oh, so you change
it? Yeah, you can give it 800.
No.
Maybe. Come on. Maybe.
I don't have the correct one. Okay, thank you. 750, and how much is the other one? 150?
Just
no food?
750 total.
Total. So you want to make the motion to approve it? Go.
I'll make a motion to approve $750 from the food and the performers on November 30th. Second. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Blaster.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Good day. Have a great beginning. Well, winter's almost here.
Yes.
Stay healthy.
Good Halloween.
Now we are proof of minutes. Last meeting we had a skeleton crew. Only myself, Mr. Zeidel, and Mr. Greenwald. So, I will make a motion to approve the minutes from August 18th, 2025. Who will second?
I will second.
Second by Mr. Greenwald. Any corrections, insertions, deletions?
I'm abstaining.
I recuse.
If nobody has any amendments for the minutes,
aye.
Passes 3-2 abstained since they were not here. Let's move to the treasurer's report for September 25th.
Okay, Trustee Ron Anzadel moved the resolution that the payment of general funds claim totaling $137,970.81 set forth on page 7 in the monthly abstract listing dated August 16, 2025 through September 25, 2025 submitted and by approved subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees, the payrolls of August 22, 2025, September 5, 2025, September 19, 2025 set forth in the payroll in the amount of $11,869.25, $11,869.24, and $10,935.78 respectively are hereby submitted for approval subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. Motion carried.
Aye.
By 4-5-2-0.
Thank you. Anything for new business? Okay. First of all, we have the issue of the aerator for the pond.
We have the paperwork?
I think.
What about the deck?
One second.
Let's do one at a time. Where is the aerator information?
Hi.
I don't have it.
What is it?
The aerator documents.
So we can get it.
I see it.
Okay.
No, it's not here with us. So basically, in a nutshell, we have issues with the aerator right now in the pond by Seacore Park.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, where we just finished a beautiful playground over there, yes, and hopefully more will come.
Yes. More playgrounds?
What? More playgrounds in
more
the village in general.
Yes.
But the aerator has a lot of times issues where it gets stuck, and we have to call a company, cost money and everything else, and sometimes the machine does work, doesn't work. Basically, to make it cost a lot of money.
What's the solution?
We were suggesting, I spoke about it with Martin Spence also, Lou Zoom, our building inspector, said that it would be suggestible maybe to install an aerator pump. Basically, it's not as nice, meaning it's not going to push out water to the top, but the good news is it could stay there all year round, it could work all year round because it's underwater, mm-hmm, and it will, it won't have, we don't have to hire a company every time to bring it in, bring it back. So we're cutting expenses by probably $800-$900 a year, and hopefully the machine won't get stuck with people who come and fish because it doesn't suck it in the same way, and it does bubbles, and it should do the same job.
What does the machine have to do with it?
Because they come in the fishing net.
And the hooks.
The lines.
Sometimes they let it in the water,
and they
get
stuck, and shut
and then
the
whole
machine
goes garbage. We have to spend on a new machine a few years ago.
Yeah.
So the question was, hey, do we want to install this new system now that they're going to take out the other one for the season? Yeah. We can install the new one, and maybe we can. And the suggestion was Martin Spencer also and Lou. Maybe that company can sell the aerator that we spent money, the machine that we have right now. They can sell it at secondary market, so we can recoup some of the money for it.
It doesn't work, you said.
No, it works. But it gets
broken.
Every year we're basically calling the company. They come and install it in May, June, and then by July, August, boom, the machine stops working. We get complaints, there's bugs, flies, everything, because it doesn't do its job. You call a company, so A, they charge you for a service call, and then they charge you for the for fixing it. So you're talking about every year, besides taking it and taking it out and storing it, you're spending about $1,000 a year just
and
to...
And on the ground, you will mitigate the bugs and all that stuff.
It does the same job. It doesn't look as nice. It doesn't give that nice...
So how can we have something that does that?
That we won't have. Now it does. But then we have the complainers say that it doesn't
look... Oh, there's like a fountain thing?
Yeah, it gives a fountain look.
Yeah, nice, actually.
And then when the water runs too low, it also stops working because there's not enough water.
Correct.
So Jeff, we have a good man here in the village. His name is Jeff Rosen. He's a resident, and he's been helping us a lot on this. He's also our HVAC guy here in the village hall. So he is the one who deals with the park a lot. So he suggested that this bubbler is better than what we have currently for the long-term process. Now, Lou said $500-$600. So I'm like, okay, of course, no questions. Then he came back. He says, no, he thinks for the village, because it's a larger pond and you want it to run... There's also some with solar panels. So basically, you don't have to connect it to electric. I think there's an electric line there anyway, so I don't know what the difference is. Question is, if the board is interested, we can approve up to $2,000 or $2,500 for the installation of... And he said he would install it free of charge or for minimal cost. So if the board is interested, we can at least approve the spending of it. And then he'll probably not spend
over the years. It won't.
No. Besides the point, but even for the machine, maybe we'll find it for $1,200, $1,500. But it could be there's some machines that go up to $25,000-$3,000. So I would
say, address it again.
No. Once we install it, we don't have to pull it out. We don't spend that $1,000 a year in and out and all that stuff. So my suggestion, if the board is interested, we could approve up to $3,000 with installation all year. Yeah, but then I just want to make sure. Again, we don't have to spend it. It's up to $3,000. We'll make sure, you know.
Thank
we'll
you.
Try to. So if somebody wants to make a motion to approve a new
bubbler machine in the, it's, yeah, it's your jurisdiction.
I'll make a motion to spend up to $3,000 for a new bubbler machine.
We are at C-Corp. Second.
I will second it.
Oh, Joel.
Joel Brunfeld will second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. So we can move on with that. Moshe, if you can please inform. If you can email Jeff and tell him.
No, Jen, no, it's Lou.
I'm sorry, Lou. You can tell Lou we want to move ahead. You can call him. But
who?
The neighbor. So. Let's move on. We got an application for a special permit from 34 Northridge. Mr. Nugent, what needs to be done with this?
Nothing tonight. There was a memo from the building inspector and the planner. It was provided to council. They requested to be placed on next month's agenda at this point, October 27th.
Okay.
So nothing the board has to do tonight.
Okay. So, okay. Mr. Orange, please just make a note next month. They have something to present. Okay. Old business, anyone?
Yes.
Please.
What's the story? When are we in? When's the next line of grants for Peel? A number of residents have come over to me. They're really excited if we got to pick a roll call there.
Well, January is a new year, and hopefully things will happen. I would just like to mention that Albany is projecting a $4 billion cut in the state budget. Just because putting it out there. Yes. That is
4 or 7 billion.
Let's hope it's going to be 4. But yeah, that's the number that's circulating. Someone said 7. It's true. Let's hope it's not going to be 7. But you need to understand. So this is the reality for the next few
years. Moshe, we should be happy with the grants we got till now.
So
I'm just saying. Okay.
Do you have a place where you want to put the pick and roll?
Mr. Lasker, can we talk about it later, please?
You know where?
Your backyard?
Van Dam Park.
Van Den Hendingen?
Whatever this is called.
First, yeah. Let's fix up the.
Okay.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You got to fix up that hole in the tennis court.
Yeah, I reached out again to the fence guy.
My wife is there with my grandkid on Friday. There's a whole bunch of kids in the tennis court, but sitting on the nets.
Oh, sitting on the new net that you installed.
On the new net, yeah.
So do we have to put signs not to sit on the net?
I think we have to put signs about, yes, that should be only for.
And we should tennis. Should we put a speed bump in the tennis court?
No, we should put it on Wood Lane.
You know why? Because the kids use it as a biking.
I know that. We should. There's no signs.
So maybe we can get those signs, no tennis court. Maybe we should get it.
We should put a sign up there. First of all, that's for smart residents.
Now that's okay.
And that it's for, you know, no biking, no.
And that there's.
Okay, so signs of no biking, also, no.
And that surveillance.
We added a camera over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So maybe the sign should mention the surveillance.
I have something to update to the board.
Well, 1 second. So for those signs, can you just figure out how to do them, and Moshe will order them? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. Just tell him where to order it from and what language you want on it, and he'll order them, and we'll take care of it.
I want English and Kabbalah.
Okay. Anything else, Mark? Okay. Anybody else?
Rana? Joel, I just want to report the good news with the Orange and Rockland. We used to get bills for the lighting.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to bill us for about 35 lights in the village. And I, already for like 3 years, I'm complaining, and the mayor knows, that we don't have 35 lights in the village. We have about 14, 15 in the lower homeowner that were installed years ago. I know all the new lights is the town of Brownport, it's not the village. So I knew that it's not ours. And every time I complained, he's like, well, maybe you do. So I went to the upper, Elon went in the lower, the mayor went in the lower. We took pictures of each pole that is in our bill. We got access to the account. And then I emailed them, and I showed them, based on the proof, that we only have 14 lights or 15 active lights. So he's clearing off from the guy with lights. They're clearing off 17 or 18 lights that we never had. And then I told them, buddy, we need credit for all the years that you were billing us.
Okay.
They complained about it. So they're working on it. So at least, number one, the bill is going to be in half. It's not crazy, but it's still money from taxpayers. And number two, hopefully we'll get credit, so that will be another good thing.
So if we get those credits, is that enough for a pickleball club?
No.
But it is enough for the tennis.
But Mark, you know very well we want to put in a pickleball court once we get the next round of grants. Yes.
I'll play with you.
We are now the final phases of Mark. We're final phase. The town has submitted to the state DOT the drawings for the upgrade for Camp Hill and 202 with the turning lanes. They're waiting for state DOT to give their comments. Once that comes in, the town will go start the process of RFPs for setting up, and hopefully then the traffic on this intersection.
We will get the copies of it.
Once they
if they
remember to inform us, but hopefully they
But Mr. Lasker, let's all continue to be thankful for the administration of the town of Ramapo, Mr. Specht and Ms. Montel, for the continued cooperation in making this happen.
And our congressman Mike.
And our congressman Mike Lawler, who brought the money. I'm sure all five of us, when that happens, we're gonna buy a big bouquet of flowers and a cake. And for all of them, each one separately, and we'll deliver it. You're going to pay for it. No, it does not.
They did have issues. They did have issues. That's why we found some other solutions, quick solutions for it.
But hopefully
the state won't make trouble.
At this point, it is in Albany. The office is in Westchester with the DOT. And hopefully, it will pass this through, and finally, it's going to be fixed. Anyone for trustee period? If there's nothing, Mr. Orange, the floor is yours.
First mayor of Pomona reached out to the village in the last 2 weeks.
Who?
First mayor of Pomona.
Mayor of Pomona. His name
is Mr. Ben...
Van den Hende. Okay.
He reached out and he asked that him and his wife, ashes after they pass, should be buried in the park that's on their name in Pomona.
Mm-hmm.
I discussed it with the building inspector, and he said
we should ask Brian. It's a legal question.
Because it's a hazard.
Hazard? Okay. So, Mr. Nugent, have you ever encountered such a issue?
It's a local determination, but I can tell you the state doesn't allow it in parks. It's not illegal, but it's a local.
Could you issue a guidance on the issue?
I think based on what Brian said, I think the clerk should just respond to that form first mayor. That in parks it would be an issue, but if they have another location, they
so would. So I would like Mr. Nugent maybe just to be involved in the crafting of that email.
Okay.
Just to
be
the
letter.
Yeah.
And then we can tell them if they have another location they want it to be done.
Okay.
We could, we're not trying to be, we want to recognize he was the first mayor of the village of Pomona, and it's a, but at the same time we don't want to go against state rulings and.
So let's try to explore other options which are not in a park. Again, Mr. Nugent or someone from his firm will assist you in crafting that email. Okay? Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Mr. Nugent, the floor is yours.
I have nothing for public discussion.
Anything for executive session?
No, I don't have anything.
Anyone for executive session? Okay, if there is nothing for executive session, I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting. It is now 8:09, seconded by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we are adjourned. Our next meeting is on October 27th. Have a good night, everybody.